pray in Jesus' name.
Lift up your hands. Welcome in the Holy Spirit. And say, Holy Spirit, usher me in the deeper things of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, connect me the realms of the highest of heaven. Lord, Holy Spirit, connect me the realms of the highest of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Have your seats. Have your seats. May God bless you mightily. God bless you real well. Let's share very briefly the seasons that God puts every year. And if it passes you, it means to pull back those angels to do for you what they are supposed to do, or what you want them to do, is not easy. So that's why many Christians, we end up not getting the heights, because season passes, we take everything for granted. But in a spiritual world, things are very strict. If they tell you two, and you put 2 1/4, they cancel the whole thing. Spiritual errors are very dangerous. God told Moses, go, told him, pick your rod, go and speak to the rock. Moses picked his rod and he hit the rock. Yet he was about to speak. Water came out of this rock and it would have come. But he hit it. Yes, water came. But that error failed him to enter the promised land. So, things of the Spirit are strict. Once you overlook them, the biggest challenge with us as Christians, we take everything so lightly. We don't understand holiness, purity. We don't understand the things. We think we are just on a day to say, God give us, God give us, God do this. But when he comes to do it, the restrictions. Are you there? The policies, the process must be observed carefully. Are you there? See, they're giving you something holy and you just throw it anywhere. You even pass on it when you're stepping on it. And yet, when you have a challenge, you want to use it for your spiritual help. Are you there? The reason why Christians, we are lagging behind, and why those weak people are more than us, because we don't observe the things God tells us to do. Yet, the more we grow in Christianity, we are supposed to observe them more. Are you there?
There's no way you can get mercy like the mercy of Jesus. The angels are so eager to help you, but you don't involve them. You do it like you have no helper. In the process, you struggle. You don't involve angels. Father, Father, Lord Jesus, God, I do, God, do it for me. You are not involving the Holy Spirit. You are not involving angels. Even the angels God gave you, they sleep because they are waiting for your assignment. But you just wake up, oh Lord, my God, I've suffered enough. This suffering is suffering too much, whatever. You've given a story, you've not prayed. In prayers, we engage the hosts of heaven. We do acts of faith that will help us to see breakthrough. When we turn to God the Father, we are just there to thank Him. When Jesus was resurrecting Lazarus, He said, Father, let Lazarus come back to life. However, I'm calling your name. That is for me, not think I'm using something else. So he called the name of the Father, but repented for calling it. When it came the real time of resurrecting Lazarus, He said, Lazarus, come on. The power in him spoke out death in the life of Lazarus. The power in you spits out, poverty out of you. The power in you speaks out disease out of you. I say, reason why Christians, we are still struggling. We have not yet begun the journey. We haven't. When Christ came, He went to the churches of the Pharisees. They were speaking words. They were talking about Moses, about the King's David. They were giving the history of the Bible. The Bible has about three elements. There is knowledge, to know the Bible. There is philosophical, or what I can call history. And there's also spirituality. So it depends on what you're looking for. For politicking, you'll use the philosophical parts. You even quote it. And after quoting the Bible, then you make a lie. That is politics. The philosophical Bible. Then knowledge, knowing what it says, have all the scriptures, but you can't bear fruits. You quote from Genesis to Revelation, but you cannot bring fruits that have come out of your faith. And it's spiritual, that when you're reading, you're looking for the spiritual part of it. And out of the spiritual, you'll bring the spiritual results. Are you there? So the reason why Christians, we are not triumphing the way God wants it to be, because we are taking things of God so lightly. Why many preachers don't make it? They are with their wives on the same bed. She's in the periods. And he comes to stretch his hand. The devil will hit you. Not because you are not called, but you're taking these things. You do not know the principles. The Holy Spirit will use a clean vessel. Sanctify yourself first. Don't just go anyhow. You're fasting 12 days or 12 hours during daytime. Yes, you're truly fasting. In the night, you don't mind what you do. Either alcohol or you're touching other things. You don't mind anything. The reason why we sanctify, so that holiness may connect us to the supreme power. Are you there? You'll be with a house 10 years, you have never sanctified it. When you are building, you gave engineers without directions. Here is money. Go and put up the foundation and put the foundation. Yes, they go and do according to the way they understand. They are now understanding for you. Some engineers think that if you don't sacrifice chicken, goat, or whatever, the building can't stand. That's what their brain tells them. And yet this is just a scientific thing. Knowing the measures. And that's it. But they will put spiritual elements which are contrary to your own. You're supposed to monitor and give them conditions. No sacrifice on my building. If you think you can't build and stand without it, then you don't have the knowledge. You have the demons in you to operate to help you. Are you there? As a child of God, get to know that's where you're going to sleep. And that house is a dwelling place for the flesh and the spirit. Anoint the ground. Pour their oil. Planting angels as you pray in the foundation. It will help you. The devil will not find it so easy to enter that house. But you give engineers, you don't mind what happens. When the house is complete, you don't even sanctify it. You just bring your property, put there, and you call it a housewarming. People come to enjoy. Everyone who comes their own forces. So end of the day, you find that when you are renting, you are not borrowing money. You are not getting sickly. But when you entered your own house, you are not even saving anything. Your own house has made you more poor than where you were before. The people who do idols, in India you find them having things, idols. And after that, before they give the old rent out the house, dedicated to their idol. But a Christian will just enter and sleep. Then anything will enter. God says, worship me in truth and spirit. In truth and in spirit. The knowledge you have, that's the truth. Applying them is a spirituality. And then see the fruits. Are you there? So Christians, we take things for granted. We are just like that. So since we are not spiritually sensitive, that's how the enemy takes advantage of us. And yet, we are far stronger. Very powerful. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? The reason why your children are having nightmares, crying while sleeping, is a problem in the house. It's a spiritual problem. Now listen. This world is dusty spiritually. When you put on a TV and watch world music, there's a force that enters in the house and some of the singers, some of the songs are from the singers who have initiated themselves to Satan. So you may not differentiate. Are you there? Some of the movies, some of the vistas, some of the neighbors, you have a neighbor who is scared of you, selling witchcraft. He wants you to leave the area, or you die, or sell the property to him or her. Oh, the neighbor is just satanic. He's just there to work against you because he's envious. So as a Christian, will you just watch? If you just watch, evil prevails. Are you there? This issue of sanctifying will repel the negativities. When you see in a home, the peace has gone. You're quarreling too much. Everyone is sickly. You dream dead people all the time. And even other people in the house are dreaming the same things. Just go in the corners of the house and sprinkle on the corners the anointing oil and say, Holy Spirit, take over this house. Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit, take charge. Just in the corners. And the force inside will run away. Are you there? When you have challenges, marriage, fighting, no compatibility, no whatever, and the marriage is righteous, anoint your bedroom and say, Lord Jesus, may the hosts of heaven remove every demonic forces that are fighting our marriage. Anoint them. They will run away. But you're there, you're very angry. Every morning you're angry. You don't even want to look at your partner. And you have no option. Every day you're together. When he's away, you begin missing. I wish you can. When he's near, at home, you're very angry. Get to know you have a devil in you fighting your marriage. And in your bedroom, it will run away. Are you there? Are you there? So friends, as Christians, let's ignore the gospel. The gospel is not a matter of words. Don't think God has no power. He has empowered you, but you're ignoring the power he has given you. You are like someone who is rich with the money in your pockets, but you beg people to survive because you're a beggar. You are used to begging. Even when you're big, you beg. It's like a woman who was a prostitute and she gets married and don't want to leave prostitution. She even sell herself in her marriage house. Are you there? So a Christian who does not practice faith is not a real true Christian. The devil will hit you. Are you there? Are you there? Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctify me. I'll be clean. Oh, Lord Jesus. Wash me. I'll be clean.